It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, December 7th, 2008.
A show that'll live in infamy?
Holy FCC, not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. And I've got my life to live. I transmit our song, they say that it's wrong, cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio. K-Y-A-R.
Well, I am Ragnar Danstjode, and you have found a Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. But we cover all areas of pirate radio and shortwave broadcasting. Hey, not a lot of pirates in the news story this week, or really news from around the blogosphere, but we have some mentions. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. Got a whole bunch of off-air recordings for you this week, and in the other radio news section, we have a book review from the DX Party Line, and we're going to close with a few thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's another Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Woke up all the pirates, man. We got a lot of activity this week. Saturday had more stations on the air, at least the more stations I've heard, than in the last week, maybe in the last 2 weeks combined. Had a lot of listening all day long on Saturday, and actually a bunch of off-air recordings going to be coming from yesterday, the 6th of December. I was had the tape machine rolling and got a whole bunch of cool pirates. Hey, we're not going to, well, we got a couple pirates, somewhat mentions in the news this week. We're going to go, let's do it. This is not a pirate in the news, but it may affect pirate broadcasters. Someone is wanting to move the AM and FM broadcast bands. This also may open up some areas for LPFM and LPAM. I don't think this will go anywhere, really. It may, but I doubt it. This is a news story from This Week in Amateur Radio. Take a listen to this and tell me what you think about it.
In a nutshell, the Broadcast Maximization Committee plan would extend the current FM band downward to include frequencies 76.1 to 87.7 megahertz with a 100 kilohertz channel spacing. This would create 117 new channels. The first eight channels from 87.0 to 87.7 megahertz would be reserved for non-commercial use as they would be contiguous to the current non-commercial broadcasting allocation. The next 100 channels from 77.0 to 86.9 megahertz would be used to migrate AM stations to the proposed FM new extended band channels, where they would operate in digital mode. One channel at 76.9 megahertz would be set aside for NOAA and other government use nationwide. The last eight channels from 76.1 to 76.8 megahertz would be for low-power FM use. Lastly, the vacated AM band from 540 to 1700 kHz would open up for multiple uses, including an improved AM broadcast service. While the policies, standards, and priorities for an AM migration would need to be developed, the Broadcast Maximization Committee has offered a technical plan to show that its proposal is possible and to encourage further discussions. What the group has not addressed is what to do about the tens of millions of people want to listen to AM radio the way it is on a $5 radio that anyone can afford to own.
Well, I was going to tell you about the new movie trailer that came out for The Boat That Rocked, but Janice and Steve just covered it in the International Radio Report on CKUT, so I'm going to let them highlight it. This from the International Radio Report.
All right, so let's see. What else is going on out there in radio? We have the trailer for The Boat That Rocked is up on YouTube, And The Boat That Rocked is the new movie that'll be premiering in the UK May 1st, 2009. And the Radio London website, which keeps alive the spirit of 1960s offshore radio station Radio London, has now some fascinating photos. And the movie, which will be starring Philip Seymour Hoffman, Bill Nighy, Rise Iphens, Nick Frost, and Kenneth Branagh, and the light vessel LV-18. They'll be, it's all about pirate radio in the UK in the 60s. And let's see, if I got this thing queued up properly, we'll run you the trailer. Take a listen.
In 1966, Britain was terrorized by a boat that rocked.
Radio Rock, the greatest station in the world.
Pirate radio. They are a sewer of low morals.
Welcome to the boat of love.
From Richard Curtis, creator of Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral,
I'm getting married,
and Love Actually.
Welcome to our world.
We're going to shut them down.
No!
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
They can't close us down. We're pirates.
Yeah! Bill Nighy.
Spectacular mistake.
Risa fans.
Are you breaking the rule?
Nick Frost.
Big.
You're very beautiful.
And Kenneth Branagh.
That's a pity.
Sure, throwing him in is the best way to get him to learn how to swim.
Absolutely.
Welcome aboard the boat that rocked.
Yeah, although on second thoughts, it might just be for kids. I think you'd throw in an adult. Doesn't work that way.
Okay, so The Boat That Rocked, a radio show, a radio movie about pirate radio in the UK in the 60s. Very cool. So check that out, coming May 1st, 2009, to a theater near you.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, it's now time to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum posting, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. Gristle starts us off this week. He was looking for some old KIPM shows. A mechanic reminds us that the collection is available at johnnylightning.com/pirate. They are in MP3 format at 64 kilobytes. Please note that Alan Maxwell has personally requested that distribution of this hard work be matched with a monetary donation to a major effort related to pirate radio. The FRN would be a great venue for this donation. If you download from Johnny Lightning, go ahead and donate to the PayPal link listed on the front page, johnnylightning.com, for the old KIPM shows. Some of the best pirate shows ever produced, KIPM. Some really, really great stuff. Continuing on, the Bunny News Network, BNN, has announced that they have moved to 6210, although WBNY has experienced some utility QRM. They say they may also be on 6210, 6220, or 6230. Some really good signal down there. I've caught them a couple times down on 6210. Taking a look over at the Pirate Op Exchange, Mechanic started the topic portable music. He notes the very low cost nowadays of USB memory sticks and wonders about how to use them for remote broadcasts without the use of a laptop. Well, no one came up with just how to do that, but the low-cost USB MP3 players were discussed, as well as the use for low-power FM transmitters that plug into car cigarette ports there with USB inputs. Pigmeat notes on how to clean up the signal for them, and interesting stuff there going on at the Op Exchange on the FRN. and taking a look at the Free Radio Weekly, number 669, December 6th, 2008, covering free radio activity from November 29th to the 5th. Stations being heard on air include Dit-Da Radio, Northwoods Radio, Random Radio, Psycho Radio, Underwear Mineral Radio, WBNY, Wee Monkey Radio, WPON The Weapon, WTKY Turkey Radio, and WTPR Tire Pressure Radio. In addition, logs from the FRN is going to add these stations: Victory Radio, MAC, Captain Morgan, Balls to the Wall Radio, Liquid Radio, Wind Up Radio, Mystery Radio, and Gospel for Antarctica. Like I said at the start of the show, man, there has been a lot of activity. Most of those actually logged in the last 48 hours. This weekend has been especially active. And QSLs being received this last week include the stations of Undercover Radio. Dr. Benway sent out a very cool 20th anniversary show QSL and CD to both the Web and Lex for the Undercover Radio 20th anniversary show. Very cool.
This hobby sucks.
John, all hobbies suck. But if you keep at it, you might find at the end that you've managed to kill some precious time.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
Well, it's time now to do some off-air recordings. Actually, first we start, we're going to click on the radio, see if everybody's... Yeah, we got a pirate, 6925.
See how crazy I am, too.
Sunday morning, 1650 UTC.
Time, date, frequency, and program details to P.O. Box 629, Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Now that's an old KIPM relay. Yeah, FRN loggings.
This has been your host, Guy Pecanis, on the Voice of the Abnormal, and we're going to sign it off with Cheryl Wheeler.
Voice of the Abnormal. Sorry about that.
Important mental health drug. Until we meet again, do your very best to remain abnormal.
Yeah, Voice of the Abnormal signing off. It was a 1650 UTC Sunday morning. Very cool. Little live pirate action for you. Okay, let's do some off-air recordings. First up, I recorded this. Actually, I was calling it a UNID. It was something, something, and Attica. At least that's what it sounded like to me. John Fisher thought the ID was Gospel for Antarctica, and listening to it again, I think I agree. In fact, I heard it this morning again on air, and it's definitely Gospel for Antarctica. Anyways, this recording is on 6925 AM, the 30th of November 1830 to 1900 UTC, SINPO 45434. Gospel for Antarctica, slightly muffled and overmodulated audio, kind of made the op's voice somewhat hard to understand. Bunch of different music being played. Said it was the initial broadcast of Gospel for Antarctica, and gave the Stoneham, Massachusetts mail drop for QSLs, or you could just put it in the FRN. Anyways, stop babbling, and I will play Gospel for Antarctica.
And George Harrison's Wonderland album. No, he did that back in the 60s. Gospel for Antarctica. If you want a QSL, post your logs on the Free Radio Network. Or you can write to Post Office Box. There is the number 146, Stoneham, Massachusetts. 02180. Yeah. If you do post to the Free Radio Network, you've got to make sure to give a return address. And if you write to run Post Office Box 146, 3 months can please. Let's have some more music on Gospel for Antarctica.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That is the verdict. Fire next, please. If you want to see America, you can come thanks to the PRN network. Or you can come to report the post office at 756 Sullivan, Massachusetts. 02180. Post office box 14 foot. Stoneham, Massachusetts. 02180. From Jesus Christ, please. If you post to the free radio network, give your address. Now, I've got a secret. There is going to be no gospel and gospel for America. We're going to leave you with one more song. This is the initial broadcast of Gaspin Law and Oliver. And I want to say hello to some friends. Sanjay from Basha and Orlando and Alan Christian. And Captain Bamba. And of course, the doctor of Indianapolis and our pilot in the marriage, Dr. John Fowler. And Charlie Andrew, you have been an inspiration. Perspiration. Here's Buck. Taking responsibility for his own actions.
Okay, next up, Liquid Radio. I recorded this 6925 upper sideband the 6th of December, 1400 to 1425 UTC. Had a pretty decent SINPO, 25322. Take a listen to Liquid Radio. And another recording off my Drake SW8 Wee Monkey Radio, WMR, 6950.5 AM, the 6th of December, 1640 to 1700 UTC, SINPO 35333. Take a listen to WMR, Wee Monkey Radio.
WMR, Wee Monkeys, Wee Dick Monkeys.
I've got a monkey on my back. I've got a monkey on my back. I've got a monkey on my back.
WMR, Wee Monkey Radio.
She said, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart.
WMR, Wee Monkeys, Wee Dick Monkeys. WMR, Wee Monkey Radio. Monkey Radio, we keep songs short so monkey not lose interest. Wee Monkey Radio, WMR.
Next up, MAC 6850.8 AM 12608, the 6th of December, 1700 to 1750. Really, really good signal this time, 44333 on MAC. This is the Ultraman show, and he's calling out. In fact, he called out to me, so I'm definitely going to have to play this clip. MAC with the Ultraman show. Take a listen to this.
Your foot in front of the other, sung by Mikey Rooney. And Gene Yacht wins. Then we heard Paul. We heard Paul Free win. It's a difficult responsibility. We are no more choices for to the king. All thanks to Murray Laws for these great songs from the Lincoln and Bass Special. This is MAC and I am Ultraman. Email address is macshortwave@yahoo.com. Again, the email address is macshortwave@yahoo.com. Hello to everybody listening. Hello to Ragnar. Oh, and the other squad. This special is brought to you by Eggnog, that is here to send you to the bathroom more than once this year. And if the Eggnog is spiced, it'll go right where you are sitting. Now back to the music on the Ultra Christmas Man Show.
Here it comes now.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
Finally, we have a trademark of sorts for the Pirates Week off-air section. This is a single station as heard from different DXers around the country. This week, we will be listening to Random Radio's December 5th broadcast on 6925 Upper Side Band around 2300 UTC, 2310. I had them here in Southern Michigan at SINPO 25333 on my Drake SW8 with my dipole. And then we will hear Zane Radio in Chicago Land with a slightly less copy with his Palstar R30. And then we're going to go to the web recording from Central Florida with a Drake SW8 with probably the worst copy of the three. This is all from the sign-on of the Random Radio December 5th broadcast as heard in Michigan, Chicago, and Central Florida. Take a listen to Random Radio.
You are tuned to the English Language Service of Random Radio, broadcasting to listeners in Europe and North America on the 43-meter band shortwave. For your free Random Radio QSL card, please post a reception report along with a valid postal address to the logging section of the Grapevine at www.frn.net. That's www.foxwilliamancy.net. At the keyboard of the Random Radio Studios Zoom Grand Piano, I'm Roderick Random. Tonight's episode, Jingle Bell.
The reception report, along with a valid postal address, the logging section of the Grapevine is at www.frn.net. That's www.foxromeonancy.net. At the keyboard of the Random Radio Studios Vertigo Grand Piano, I'm Roderick Random. Tonight's episode, see you now.
We are tuned to the English Radio. Thank you.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. Piratesweek.info. That's piratesweek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, in our other radio news segment, from the DX Party Line, Alan Graham interviews Jerry Berg about his two new books on listening to the shortwave and broadcasting on the shortwaves. Not entirely pirate-related, but interesting nonetheless to many pirate broadcasters and operators who are also shortwave listeners. This runs about 6 minutes if you want to skip ahead, but you should hear the entire interview on HCJB's DX Party Line. I'll have links to HCJB and the books on the shortwaves.com. Take a listen to this. Pretty interesting, especially the second book, Broadcasting on the Shortwaves.
Well, joining us once again on the DX Party Line today by telephone from Lexington, Massachusetts in the United States is Jerry Berg. Jerry, thanks for coming back to be with us again today to talk about your books.
My pleasure, Alan.
Please tell us a bit about Listening on the Shortwaves, 1945 to today. What can we find in it?
Well, the book is 415 pages long. It's a big book. Both of the books are pretty large in size. And what you'll find in the listening book, I start out with a little bit of a prelude to 1945, what was going on in the years before 1945, basically a quick summary of much of the material that was in the first book. And then I talk a little bit about the shortwave audience, who listens to shortwave and why, what's the distinction between shortwave listening and DXing, what professional audience research is there out there, how important are listener letters. I talk a little bit about some early academic research on American shortwave listening and so forth. Then I go on to discuss the shortwave clubs, mainly of North America, but also some of the foreign clubs that have had an impact on DXing and shortwave listening in North America. And we talk about some of the big clubs like the Newark News Radio Club and the American Shortwave Listeners Club, North American Shortwave Association, and so forth, and also some of the smaller clubs that are long gone, the Universal Radio DX Club, the International Shortwave Club, and others. Then I move into a review of the shortwave literature since World War II, and here we cover some of the official publications that issued from the American Foreign Broadcast Information Service and the BBC Monitoring Service, some of the magazines that SWLs and DXs are familiar with, like Popular Electronics, Radio News back in the 40s and so forth, some of the DX magazines like DXing Horizons, magazines like Popular Communications and so forth, really all of the magazines that have carried shortwave broadcasting information. We talked about the World Radio Handbook, Passport to World Band Radio, many of the DX newsletters that have been published, and so forth. Then we talk about DX programs, including DX Party Line, needless to say.
Thank you.
And listener clubs, including HCJB's Andex Club. We have quite a long section on receivers, shortwave receivers from the 1940s to the present. We go through the old tube receivers, the Hallicrafters, the Hammerlands, through the more modern equipment. There's a chapter on QSLing, how QSLing has changed over the years. And I talk a little bit about computers. Computers really have changed shortwave listening and DXing in a big way. These days you really can't enjoy, I think, shortwave listening fully if you're not computer literate. And so I talk about that and then ruminate a little bit on what the future may bring in terms of shortwave. So that's the listening book.
And then we have Broadcasting on the Shortwaves, 1945 to today.
Yeah, this is structured in a very different way. I start out with an introduction to shortwave broadcasting, a historical overview of international shortwave, domestic and tropical band shortwave. I talk about religious broadcasting, clandestine broadcasting, pirate broadcasting, and so forth. also the growth of jamming, the use of relay stations in shortwave, frequency allocation in shortwave, the post-Soviet shortwave era, and so forth. I try to basically paint a picture for someone who may not be totally immersed in the shortwave world. I try to give them a picture of what shortwave broadcasting is all about. But the bulk of the book is a year-by-year account of the shortwave broadcasting bands from 1945 through the middle of 2008. And for each year, I discuss the stations that were on, the stations that were heard by listeners, some of the principal changes in shortwave broadcasting that took place in any given year. And I can tell you, those that have read the books have told me that this is a real walk down memory lane, because if you were listening to shortwave in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s, this book is going to bring back lots of memories of stations that you've probably long since forgotten. And then I close the book by talking a little bit about how shortwave broadcasting has changed since World War II, some of the factors that have impacted audiences and broadcasters, deregulation of broadcasting and in the Eastern Bloc, the development of new technologies and other media, and so forth. So that's the broadcasting book.
Jerry, if someone wanted more information, where can they go to get information about the book, and how can they order it?
They can go to my website. That's www.ontheshortwaves, that's one word, .com, www.ontheshortwaves.com.
And like I said, there's links to On the Shortwaves website in the show notes, piratesweek.info. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned that, the ops get active when the weather turns cold, and that's about all we have time for this week. I'm going to back on out of here. We will be back next week with another Pirates Week. So until then, hey, as always, thanks for listening.
Boat Anchor's Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.